Hear the extraordinary secrets of how to thrive in a disrupted world.
The old rules of management are not really correct anymore.
So what works?
Making a wise pivot.
Pivot to the future with Will.i.am and Omar Abbosh. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Plenty of investors on Wall Street are more than a little nervous about the longevity of the current market rally. Well, not options investors. Currently, their feeling is full steam ahead. We'll explain in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. If you live on the East Coast, get ready for higher gas prices. No, not because of flare-ups with Iran, but because of an explosion and fire at the biggest refinery on the East Coast. The Philadelphia Energy Solutions says it is going to permanently close its South Philadelphia refinery within the next month. That refinery currently yields about 125,000 barrels per day of gasoline and 110,000 barrels per day of diesel. And here's something to brighten your day. The key to a long and happy life includes gossip, getting plenty of sun, and not working in an office. That's what people 55 and older said in a recent survey by a British healthcare group focused on living well. When everything was sorted out in a list, the top five were having a loving partner, being close to family, laughing every day, doing regular exercise, and getting out and enjoying nature. And then picking through the list a bit, having a job you love was number 9, traveling and getting enough sun showed up in various forms around number 20, and number 27 was eating chocolate and cake, in moderation.
Hear the extraordinary secrets of how to thrive in a disrupted world.
The old rules of management are not really correct anymore.
So what works?
Making a wise pivot.
Pivot to the future with Will.i.am and Omar Abbosh. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
We reported here on Your Money Briefing that this year's market rally has some on Wall Street leery about continued market gains for the rest of the year. Not so for many options traders, whose crystal ball paints a rosy picture for stocks going forward. Wall Street Journal reporter Gunjan Banerjee has been checking in with the options community, and she's on the line with us with some details. So Gunjan, optimism about U.S.-China trade progress and the prospect for lower interest rates, those seem to be two factors that are driving the option trader sentiments.
Yes, you know, things have really taken a turn over the past week. Analysts and investors I spoke to said that Chairman Powell's comments last week after the FOMC meeting and President Trump's tweet about progress on trade with China really marked a turning point where investors said, hey, we could see more gains ahead this year in the stock market. And that's especially true ahead of the G20 meeting this week, which investors are really watching closely for a trade truce between China and the U.S. The thinking is if the talks go well, that could spur a rally in share prices in both the U.S. and China, and options traders want to be prepared for that.
And it seems like the optimism tied to the trade talks is pretty high. What I thought was very fascinating was you're seeing bullish options tied to Chinese stocks.
Again, that really ties back to the G20 meeting. This is the kind of event that investors think could lead to a real rally or weigh on share prices quite a bit. So they're trying to stay positioned for a possible jump in stocks that could happen after the meeting. And as a result, they've been buying bullish options on the iShares China Large Cap ETF. And that's along with, you know, bullish options on major U.S. stock indexes as well. But we have seen that surge and that focus on Chinese equities in the past few days.
Now, in addition to that Chinese fund, another way to track options traders' activity, as you mentioned in your story, is the SPDR S&P 500 ETF.
Exactly. You know, that's one of the biggest exchange-traded funds tracking the S&P 500. So it's very frequently traded. And in June, we've seen the ratio of bearish options traded relative to bullish ones has decreased. And some have said that that's a sign of increased optimism about share prices.
Do you think that some of the options activity could be the result of the recent rally that has pushed stocks to fresh highs has sort of caught some investors off guard?
Yeah, you know, it's no surprise to anyone that there have been some jitters about the economic outlook, both domestically and around the world this year. So the recent rally certainly may have surprised some investors. And that's why people often turn to options. They think, you know, buying stocks themselves is pricier than buying options contracts on stocks. So maybe they don't want to pay up to buy stocks themselves, but they turn to options, which basically allow you to buy stock at a designated price later in time. So investors may buy these contracts in hopes that they will rise in value along with stocks and benefit from a rally that way.
In your story in the WSJ app and WSJ.com, you explain clearly the facets of options. Folks should definitely go and check that out. And, you know, this market this year has changed complexion a couple of times. In fact, one person you spoke with said the market is different from what it was just a month ago.
Yeah, you know, as I mentioned, there have been those concerns about the economy. And people said that last week really marked a turning point and that they kind of just became more optimistic after the FOMC meeting and comments on trade. And now some of them are trying to make sure they don't miss out on further stock gains should they happen. You know, fund managers want to make sure they don't underperform their peers, especially with major indexes trading at near highs. So, you know, they might be paying up for options that would profit if stocks continue to rise as a result.
And another sign of optimism, you've seen that options traders are not lining up insurance against declines in share prices.
So one popular measure among options traders looks at how expensive it is to buy these bearish put options relative to bullish call options. So, you know, despite some of these concerns about the economy and the Fed that we've seen recently, we've seen U.S. stocks rise toward highs, and there hasn't been a rush for the types of bearish contracts that would shield investors from potential portfolio decline. So, you know, many say that that's another sign of optimism about stocks on behalf of options investors.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Gunjan Banerjee on the line with us. Gunjan, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.